Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
And unrighteousness in us. We pray that you move it out of our
for what you've done for us today. We thank you how you blessed us in the service. We thank you for the souls that you sent our way. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that you'll save to the utmost. Touch right now, Lord. Have mercy today. Save, Lord.
Turn
some soul. Sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. We know you're able. We know thou art a healer. We are looking to you, Lord, for the healing of souls. Those souls who are missing on the prayer list. Those who want to be delivered. Those who want to be saved, Lord. Those who want to be healed. We pray that you move by your Spirit. Pour out of your Spirit today. Touch right now, Lord. Send deliverance to those souls. You know all about them. You know them name by name. You know how to deliver, Lord. We're depending on you today. Help us to continue in prayer. Don't let us stop praying. Help us, oh Lord, to keep praying regardless of the situation. Help today, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We're coming to you, Lord. You are our very presence of today. No other help we know. No one else we can turn to. You are our hope, oh Lord. We're depending on you to take us through, Lord. Help us to hold down. Help us, Jesus, because we know that you care for us. We know, Lord, that you're able to take us through. Help us to cast our burden upon the Lord, that you may deliver, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thou art a deliverer. You're able to save to the uttermost, Lord. You're able to fix it. Move, Lord. Move by your Spirit today. Take control of, Lord, every situation. Take control of it, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. We know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless, Lord. Bless today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying, while we're waiting, while we're trusting in you, in the name of Jesus, help today, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We need your help, Lord. We need your mercy. We need you to take us through. Help us to do your will. Help us to seek your face the more. Drawing nigh unto you with a pure heart and a clear conscience. Help us to serve you. Beauty of holiness. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you touch them. We pray that you save. That you forgive. That you heal. That you make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, we know that thou art a way maker. Thou art a door opener. You know how to make the way. We're depending on you and trusting in you. Your word is true. Oh, my God, there's no failure in you. You can do everything. We're waiting, Lord. No other help we know. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. And we know you're able to do everything, oh Lord. Help us to look to you, to trust in you, and take you at your word. For your word will never fail. Help us to stand on your word. Give us strength when we're weak, and build us up when we're torn down. Help us to endure until the end. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen, she's a watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who is the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. So this time we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the eighth number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the eighth number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have a dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You may think after the number of the word, the eighth number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website. Still there at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148 Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're a clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, or a scripture, or if you have a prayer request, feel free to give us a call during the show at 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesday evenings at 18 East Center Street, and that's in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Cole Breath hosts of There's Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Manual Hopes teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Deacon Alexandra Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, and the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Bird and his family, Missionary Gracie White and the Breathe White family, Sister Marcelle Horsey and the Breathe Horsey family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbeth and her mother, Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, the Breathe Ed Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Manthey, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elder Barry Johnson, and the bereaved Johnson family, and all of the bereaved Gatewood family, Tanika Huff, and continue to just pray for all of the bereaved families and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing this song. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you. Jesus, excellent, he is thy name. In all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus, excellent, is thy name. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the witness on the word that was read earlier, the same scriptures that we had this afternoon. In
glory to God.
On the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Same exact scriptures. And
thank
he
you.
Is excellent, and his
yes,
name
Lord.
Is surely worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Thank God
yes,
for what
Lord.
He has done,
you.
What he's doing.
Yes,
I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, everyone out here in Radio Land, to continue to give God's name the praise. Give him glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
And he calls his
Hallelujah.
Name
Hallelujah.
Is excellent. And his
Thank
name
God.
Is worthy to be praised and to be lifted up from the rising of the sun to the
yes,
going
yes.
down at the same. Give God some praise.
Ooh,
give him glory
okay,
for the good work he's done in my
Hallelujah.
Lives. God, in his infinite love and to bring us into this marvelous life. What a wonderful God, a merciful God, a loving God that had compassion on our souls and gave us this opportunity. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for what he has done. I'm thankful for what God is doing. Glory to God. Let's praise his name. Let's lift him up and let's glorify him for what he has already done. Instead of continuing to ask him to do this and do that, let's glorify him and thank him for what he has already done. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. God bless all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God. We ask that you will speak to our hearts. Send forth your word, Lord, and minister unto us, for you know what's best, Lord. You know all things. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I can just feel the presence of the Lord. Thank God for that selection, for that soul-stirring remarks coming through Evangelist Edmund. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How excellent is the name of the Lord. And we ought to give him the praise. As was already stated, his name is excellent in all the earth. He's worthy to be praised day and night, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We ought to give him more praise because his name is truly excellent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his touch. I thank him for the moving of his spirit and for the outpouring of his. And I thank him for love. It's the love of God that has us here today. It is the love of God why we have the opportunity to give him praise and to magnify his name. It is the love of God that has caused us to have our youth and activity of our limbs and our health. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's the love of God. And I can't stop dwelling on that love all month long. It just seems this has been on my heart to just talk about the love of God and to just come before you with the message that love is of God. Amen. Yes. And we need the Lord to perfect our love. I've just been going before God and just presenting myself to him and asking him, what would he have me to do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As I thought on this song, it just dropped in my heart concerning going for the Lord and just saying, I'll go. Glory be to God. Lord, I'll go. If the Lord wants somebody, here am I. Lord, send me. I'll go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's all about commitment to the Lord. It's all about loving God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with everything within us, all of our strength, whatever it is we have, we love God with everything, holding nothing back to the point where we are able to give up everything, turn away from everything, walk away from everything, and just forsake everything and everyone for the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank God for just touching me already. I thank him for the moving of his spirit, because truly God is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. And that's something personal. You let your soul say to him, let your soul cry out to him, oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name. Hallelujah. Praise be to my God. His name is excellent. We can talk about it all day long, but before you really know how excellent his name is, you have to have an experience. You have to have a relationship with him And then you will know, no one will have to tell you. You won't have to go by what you heard, but you will know for yourself, and you can cry out to the Lord saying, oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord. I thank you. I just feel the presence of God. I feel his touch. Praise the Lord. And I want to go on back and talk more about the love of God. Amen. Love is of God, part 4. Lord, perfect our love. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and also verses 13 through 26. Verse 1 reads, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Verse 13, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. By love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Praise God. I thank God for these scriptures. I just thank God once again for the word of God. It's so powerful. Praise the Lord. And again, we've just been talking about love is of God and how we need God to perfect our love. And as thinking how the saints, the people of God, the born-again believers in Christ. This message concerning love is for every born-again believer in Christ and also for every future born-again believer in Christ. Because as we someone crying out, there's someone who has repented of their sins and calling upon the name of the Lord. There's someone being saved right now while we're preaching this word concerning love. For every future born-again believer in Christ, love is of God. And we have been encouraged through this passage of Scripture to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. While we were out in the world, we were entangled with the yoke of bondage. We had all the things concerning the flesh being manifest in us. Those works of the flesh, that were read in that scripture. These are the manifestations of being in the flesh. Hallelujah. Being entangled with the yoke of bondage. But because the Lord has given us this deliverance, this freedom through the shedding of his blood, the remission of sin, hallelujah, we have been delivered from the yoke of bondage. We have been made free, and now we are to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And let us not go back into bondage. Let us not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because we are to love one another and to serve one another with love. That's a commandment from Jesus. He commanded us to love one another. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, is that you have love one to another. Glory be to God. And if you have not been delivered at this time, when you receive your deliverance, you will come to know the love of God in a way that you never experienced before. Praise be to God, because my Bible tells me, amen, that by their fruit ye shall know them. And in St. Luke 6 and 43, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So by their fruit, you're going to know them. For every tree is known by his own fruit. When you see an orange tree, you recognize that it's an orange tree because you see oranges on it. Or an apple tree because you see apples on it. But if it is not an apple tree, it would be wrong to see lemons on there if you think you're looking at an apple tree. The tree might profess that it is an apple tree, but you see lemons. That's not an apple tree, because the tree is known by its fruit. And in St. Matthew 7 and 20, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So it cannot bring forth apples if it's an orange tree. It can't bring forth oranges if it's a lemon tree. Amen. But by their fruit you shall know them. Everybody who's naming the name of Christ, who say that they love you, that they love everyone, is not all telling the truth. But this is how you can recognize them, by the fruit that they bear. If you see them not walking in the Spirit, if you see them with the works of the flesh being manifest in adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, and all the things that were named, then they are not bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit. So we need to focus more on asking the Lord to perfect our love. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love. That's number one. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. Why is that? Because on this, according to what Apostle Paul says, hang the whole law. Amen. Praise be to God. That love, we are to love one another. Again, I cannot impress upon you enough how important it is to know that love is of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that love of God is perfect love. The love of God will restrain us. Hallelujah. When we are tempted and tried, when the enemy comes with temptation and tries to overthrow our faith, the love of God will keep us rooted and grounded, and we'll be able to stand fast in the liberty that Christ has given us, how he made us free, so that we don't have to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. He has delivered us through his love. What or who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Glory be to God. When it gets down in us, amen, when the fruit of the Spirit are manifest in us, glory be to God, the enemy gets very mad and he wants to put a stop to it. He does not want us to love one another, or he doesn't want us to love anybody, because he doesn't love you. He doesn't love me. He hates us. He hates God. He hates anything that has to do with God. And he's trying to turn us away from God. He's trying to separate us from the love of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. But stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. In that same liberty wherewith he made us free, he can free anyone and all who desire to be free. Future born again believer in Christ, God loves you. God is working on you right now. The love of God is drawing you in. Hallelujah. God is doing something special in your life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he has the power to make you all over, to create in you a clean heart, to make you a brand new creation. Praise be to God. When you become that new creature, that new creation, you'll see the fruit of the Spirit manifest in you, because you are not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're living in the Spirit and also walking in the Spirit. And everything becomes new. As the Word of God lets us know, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Love is of God. Lord, perfect our love. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the Word of God. I thank him. Praise the Lord, because the Word is what's going to purify us. The Word of God is going to teach us how to love our enemies, how to love the household of faith, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise the Lord. He was directing this to the people of God at Galatia. Amen. And he was encouraging them to walk in the Spirit. And he let them know if they do this, they would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, sin follows the flesh. The lust of the flesh, these are the things that cause us to go against the Spirit of God. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. So there's a war going on. The flesh want to do its thing, and the spirit is contrary against the flesh, fighting against the lust of the flesh, so that we cannot do the things that we would. Amen. But we have to walk in the spirit. Praise God. If we're led of the spirit, then we're not under the law. And all the works of the flesh that are manifest, we can see it happening all around us. We see wickedness in high places. We see corruption everywhere. Corruption in the police, the corruption in political figures, corruption everywhere, in churches. Everywhere. Corruption is all around. It's everywhere. But thank God for his love. Thank God for his love, the love of God that purifies our hearts. Glory to God. God is the one who takes that corruption out of us. God is the one who removes the things that are not right. He takes them out by the root. Hallelujah. He gives us freedom from the bondage of sin, the yoke of bondage. He frees us with his love. Praise the Lord. Again, I thank God for the word of God, and maybe there's someone who desires to experience this great love of God, someone who desires to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of these are part of manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, which is built on the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God has the power to heal you through his love. The love of God can make you completely whole, both spiritually and naturally. The love of God is so powerful. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The love of God is so powerful, it'll raise you up off your deathbed. Glory to God, and give you new life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. My mind just goes to the woman who had lost her son, and Jesus had compassion on her. And those who were carrying the son to bury him, Jesus touched them. And when he touched the coffin, he woke up the son from the dead. And the power of his love caused that young man to be raised up from the dead. And he restored him back to his mother so that he could be a blessing and a help to his mother. He had compassion on the woman. Glory be to God. And also Lazarus, who had gotten sick and died and was dead for 4 days. Jesus loved his sisters, and he loved Lazarus. Hallelujah. And by his great love, he came, and he called Lazarus. He called him by his name, and the power of God raised him up from the dead. Hallelujah. And restored life unto him. So the love of God is so great and so powerful. It has the power to heal you. It has the power to fix situations in your home. It's the love of God. Because God cares, he wants to fix it for you. He wants to work it out just for you. Will you give him a chance? Will you come and experience this great love of God? Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. We call upon your holy name, Lord, and ask that you will stop by here for just a little while. And Lord God, we ask that you will put that love in us, oh God, and perfect your love in our heart. Help us, oh Lord, to love one another according to your commandment in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are calling out to you to be saved, Lord, and we ask that you will deliver them, oh my God, from the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Save dying souls, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Use them for your service. Have mercy today, O Lord, and forgive sins. Blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. We're depending on you, Lord, for without you we can do nothing. We're down here waiting on you, Jesus. We need you to move right now, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Lord, loose the shackles, oh my God, and break every chain, Lord Jesus. We know you have the power, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to heal the sick today, Lord. Raise them up off the sick bed and give them help to their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, oh God. We're down here calling on your name, Jesus. And while we're calling you, Lord Jesus, stop by here right now, Lord, because somebody's in trouble. Somebody's crying. Somebody is all confused and don't know what to do or which way to go. Have mercy, Lord. Give them guidance, Lord Jesus. Give them direction, oh God, and show them the way right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. We are asking you to help us to walk in the Spirit and to live in the Spirit that we might not fulfill the lust of the flesh in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take us by the hand. Lead, guide, and direct us. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. We are praying, God, for those who are bereaved of their loved one or someone that was dear to them or very close to them. Lord, we pray for them right now that you would give them consolation. Oh, God, give them comfort. Lord, please give them the assurance that you are close to them, that you're there to carry them through this difficult time. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Please have mercy. Lord, somebody's in need of a miracle. Lord, somebody's in need of a breakthrough. Oh, my Lord, somebody is in need of counseling. Oh, my God, be merciful. Somebody's in need of your mercy and your grace. Oh, Lord, somebody wants to experience your great love. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and grant it unto them this day while we're praying this prayer. Have your way, Jesus. Take control right now in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Move by your Spirit. Oh, God, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, every prayer list that's everywhere, written all around the world, those names that are called and those names that are not called. Oh, God, the petitions that are known and the ones that are unknown or unspoken. We are praying, God, that you will consider each and every one and grant them their petition, a heart's desire. Let it be done. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Let it be done according to your holy will. And help us, Lord, to accept what you allow. Oh, Lord, encourage your people everywhere. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father,
and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful, encouraging message come through Evangelist Hameen with the fourth part of love is of God. Lord, perfect our love. And she began to say in the beginning this, that the word, it was for the born-again believer in Christ as well as the future born-again believers in Christ. You know, no matter how saved we are, we can always use more love. And she began to say, you know, we've been made free from the yokes of bondage, and God's love is what made us free. And those old habits that we used to have and whatever they were, smoking, drinking, cussing, the works of the flesh that she read about, those things, they had us bound to them. But God loved us so well that he made a way that we could be delivered from them. And we don't have to go back into that state again. I enjoy the word of God coming through her. And I just want to give opportunity to Vanessa Maybell and any other clergy member that is on the line, the broadcast right now, to have remarks. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord once again for that that message concerning that love and standing fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. If he has given us that love, it's up to us to stand fast, to get a grip to that love and hold it fast, that we may even grow even more in the love of God. And I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of even get closer and ask God to give me more love so that I can love my enemies like I should and overcome any and every situation that arises in my life. The love of God will help us. It'll help us to overcome any situation that comes up in our life if we hold on to that precious love that the Lord has given unto us. And I just thank God for the message on today. I encourage you, Zanis Amin, to continue to let the Lord have his way in whatever message, whatever he gives you, you go ahead on and preach it, because God knows what he's talking about, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming to Evangelist Maybell. And thank God again for that prayer that started it off. I tell you, I felt the anointing the entire time we've been on here. And I'm so grateful for God's presence. And if no other clergy are on the line, I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks, encouraging words. I just thank the Lord because I also can feel the presence of the Lord, the anointing, in this broadcast. So all day, God is worthy to be praised, all day long and all night long. So let's keep praising him. Let us not let our praise end here. Praise the Lord. But let us continue to praise the Lord. Let's continue in the love of God. Amen. And if you feel like going forth in the Lord and you feel his presence upon you, don't draw back. Don't quench the spirit, but let loose and just let God have his way. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Lord. If he lets you, tears well up in your eyes, glory to God, let them roll down. Let them flow. Oh, let him do what he wants to do in your heart. Let him work on you. Glory, hallelujah. I yet feel his presence, and I just thank God for all of you who have continued to pray for us and to support us in this ministry. And we want you to know that we are praying for you. And if there's nothing else, anyone have anything additional? This does conclude the broadcast on this afternoon. We look forward to you joining us on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us continue to keep our minds on the Lord. Amen. Let us obey the word of God and take it in for ourselves. Let us live by it. each and every day. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.